Good morning and praise the Lord. Let us open our Bibles and read Psalms 27. Psalms 27, and I'm reading in King James Version. My heart shall not fear. A Psalms of David. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies run about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face from me, put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help, leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses I risen up against me, and such as breath out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Let us pray. Lord, we praise you. We adore you, and we magnify you, that you are our strength, our fortress, and the salvation of our souls. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from him. Lord, we thank you for all your faithfulness, your loving kindness to us. We are grateful to all that we receive to sustain us and provide all our needs. Lord, thank you for all answered prayers, for the healing, the salvation, your promises to us that written in your word. Lord, thank you for the deliverance, for the food, the discipline, for the shelter, for all those things in our lives had comes from you. Hallelujah. Let us now confess our sins to God, as he said in his word. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. As we confess our sins and renounce them, Lord, cleanse us by your blood. Lord, we commit once again into your hand, not to do them again, and to live a life to please you and honor you. In the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our personal request and petition. For God said, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Lord, we trust you and rely on you that you will answer our prayers and provide us all our needs in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our families. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents and pray for your siblings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the families who continue to live in your will. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all those among them who are unsaved. Lord, we pray for the protection and divine intervention to every one of them. We pray for every husband to continue persevere, to stand firm, to execute your will and the plan to their families. We pray you give them wisdom how to deal with every circumstance that they are passing through. Lord, give them good health, strength, stable job and income to provide the needs of their families. We pray for their wives to have good health, strength, and submissive spirit to their husband. We pray for each wife to unite with her husband to implement the discipline orders on their children in according to your word. Lord, we pray for the children to protect them from the work of the enemy and that they will accept the discipline of their parents and to stumble down and to humble down. Lord, we pray that they will repent from their arrogance, pride, laziness, foolishness, and naughtiness that are not pleasing in your sight. Lord, help the children to preserve in the discipline of their parents and that they will serve you and continue to do your works. Let us now pray for our jobs, pray for your boss and your colleagues to be saved. Lord, we thank you for our jobs that you gave to us to bless us and sustain us. Lord, we pray to bless the places that we are working by giving them more incomes so we can continue to receive our salaries on time and so we give what is due to you. Lord, I pray for those who are faithful in giving what is due for you that you will increase their salaries in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray to help us to be noble vessels of your blessings to the people around us by preaching your word to them and by our good example to them that they can see Jesus in us. Lord, we pray for the salvation of our bosses and our colleagues and all the people that we are serving in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need. Lord, we pray for our brothers and sisters in Christ who are in need, that you will provide to them their needs. Lord, give them wisdom to help them to solve their problems. Lord, heal those who are sick among them and provide jobs for those who are jobless in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives and the people back home in our countries and those whom we met daily to be saved. Lord, we pray for the salvation of all the people that we mentioned now in our prayers. Lord, convict them to repent and to come and to give their lives to you in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in other countries in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the places that you allow the church to expand. Lord, we pray for the salvation of new people in all those countries. We pray, Lord, to reveal yourself to them and speak to them in vision and dreams. Stretch out your hands, Lord, and do wonders and miracles in their lives. Lord, prosper all those places so we too, your church, will prosper. Lord, we pray to protect all the church congregations, workers, and members. Grant us favor from you and from the governments of those places that all our logistic needs and documentations will be provided. Let us now pray for the church and for all the ministries of the church to grow. Lord, we pray for more people to get water baptized and more brethren to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray for the backsliders and those who leave your church to repent and come back to you. Lord, lead us to those who are repenting to help them to go out of their troubles. Lord, we pray for all the church members to honor the Sabbath and keep the day of worship. Lord, we pray to bless and spread your congregations in other places not yet been reached by your gospel. We pray to bless the church calling, church banking, church clinic, farming, watchman ministry, the publication, the church and the youth under their parents, and the wives under their husbands, the translation ministry, and the website. Lord, go before us and open to us effective doors to reach the lost and to preach your word and impart to them the true way how to live in righteousness and holiness in the name of Jesus. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bestow upon us the spiritual gift that we need to heal the sick, to evangelize, to make disciples, to pray, to minister, and to prophesy, so they will know that you are the true God and we are your servants. Lord, we commit ourselves to reproduce more of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, the love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, faith, long-suffering, kindness, patience, and self-control, so people will see Jesus in our lives, in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our worship service today. Lord, bless every item of our service. Bless our prayers, our worship songs, the giving, and your word that we will hear today. Speak to us, Lord, and do miracles and wonders in our midst. Bless also this recording to reach the lost and to have the fruit that you want to see in the lives of your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Let us now stand and worship and praise the Lord. Thank you.
Yes, O God, you are here in this place. You've been waiting for us to come to praise and worship you. We thank you, O Lord God, that as we enter your presence, once more we'll feel, O Lord, your healing touch. We'll feel, O God, that you are our refuge. We will see, O Lord, that you are the rock of ages that is always faithful and true to us. Thank you, Lord God, for your promises that are always yes and amen. Hallelujah. Rock of ages. There. In times that we are falling apart, O Lord, you are there to take us and carry us to you. Thank you, Lord God. Hide me under your wings.
Oh.
Lord, renew us by your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes, offering and first fruit to God. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 9 to 10 to 12. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruit of your ground. Neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And I, all nations, shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes, O Lord God, we praise you, we magnify your name, Lord. Heavenly Father, O God, I praise you, Lord, for your goodness and faithfulness unto us. Thank you, O God, for your blessing given unto us, Lord. And thank you for, and I pray, Lord, to open the windows of heaven, continue to pour out the abundance blessing that we need to continue to serve you. Lord, I pray for this money to bless and reach new souls and help the poor and further extension of your kingdom. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
I am reading from the preaching of Dr. Ramiz, our overseer, entitled God's Calling Requirements, Part 6. I thank God for Part 2. Paul thanked God for certain workers, ministries, and churches, though due to certain good things they had done to the Lord. Paul did not give thanks to God to people who were a source of trouble, naughty, or uncommitted. Instead, more closely and precisely, Paul thanked God for people who were truly living their life to serve God. And Paul thanked God for churches and ministries that were in line of God's will, God's word, and God's call. To understand the requirement of God's calling in our life, let us continue to study of the saying of Paul, I thank God for, that he repeated in different epistles and in different circumstances we had previously studied. Number one, Paul thanked God for Timothy. Number two, Paul thanked God for Philemon. Number three, Paul thanked God for Titus. Number four, Paul thanked God for the Thessalonians. Now, let us in this message study further that famous saying of Paul and put it into practice in our lives to know better the requirements of God's calling. Let us pray. Our merciful and loving God, we thank you and we praise you for bringing us into this place of worship, to worship you in the beauty of your holiness and to hearken to your message to us today. Lord, we pray, open our hearts and our minds, allow your Holy Spirit to manifest in us. As we hear and pay attention to your message to us, it will serve as an encouragement for us to reach new souls for Christ. Lord, anoint my lips as I read your message. Help us, Lord, to listen as you've said in your word. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. In Jesus' name, amen. Number five, Paul thanked God for the Romans. From Paul's letters to the Romans, you can outline further requirements to fulfill God's calling in your life. Letter A, Romans chapter 1, verse 8. Romans chapter 1, verse 8. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. The Romans were having a good kind of faith that was reported in other places in the world. For sure, They were doing remarkable things for the Lord. That their faith, which was accompanied by actions, was reported all over the world. That made Paul thank God for their lives. God wants us and His church to have a remarkable faith that accompanied by deeds and obedience that will impress others with it. And the testimony will be spread quickly to other places and challenge others to follow and do the same. Letter B, Romans chapter 6, verse 17. Romans chapter 6, verse 17. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Further reason that made Paul give thanks for the Romans, that they obeyed the pattern of teaching and the doctrine from their heart. They were not forced, but willingly obeyed the word of God. The pattern of life and the teaching that was delivered to them. And that obedience brought deliverance into their lives. Before, they were servants of sin, and they were disobedient. But when the grace of God reached them, they started to obey and live willingly the doctrine of God as was delivered to them. In the same way, we are called today to obey the word of God and live the teaching and the doctrine of the Lord with full willingness and from the heart and not by force. The willingness in the heart to obey will give us joy and will impart to us peace and more abundance of God's blessings into our lives. Your commitment to keep the pattern of sound teaching and doctrine is the manifestation that you are achieving God's calling requirements. But nothing harmful more than perverting the sound teaching of the Lord, because when you do that, you are imparting rebelliousness to the people around you, and you are misleading others and confuse them, and such will bring God's wrath and disapproval upon you. Number six, Paul thanked God for the Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 4 to 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 4 to 5. I thank my God always on your behalf for the grace of God which is given you by Jesus Christ, that in everything you are enriched by Him in all utterance and in all knowledge. Paul thanked God for the Corinthians because God was good to them, for He had given them different kinds of speech and knowledge, and had received various blessings. Paul was telling them, you had received much from God, then you need to be faithful to Him. Paul thanked God for what God had given to the Corinthians. But when he wrote that to them, it was a kind of a rebuke, exhorting them to continue to be true to God and to pay back for His faithfulness toward them. In the same way, as we receive much from the Lord, then we are called to be faithful to Him and to pay back to God what He gave us, and that is how you respond and achieve God's calling requirements. Faithfulness, it's much needed toward God, toward the Church of God, toward the brethren, and toward our families and the places we are working and living. As we receive from God good things, we need to act and use all these blessings of God for His glory. And that's how we will be enjoying the blessings of God in our lives and the ministry that He is giving to us to do. Number seven, Paul thanked God for the Ephesians. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 11 to 17. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 11 to 17. In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted, after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed. Ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession, unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Paul was saying in the life of the Ephesians the good plan of God and how his will is accomplished in their lives. The Ephesians were chosen by God and they had accepted and complied and went along with God's call. Paul spoke and told them in verse 13, in whom also after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. Therefore, for sure, they were marked with the Holy Spirit because their belief was in line with God's word and will. Verse 11, who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. For this reason, Paul had not stopped giving thanks to God, remembering the Ephesians in his prayers. Paul gave thanks for the genuine believers who accepted word of truth. As we read in verse 13, after the counsel of his own will, as we read in verse 11. Paul went further and prayed and kept asking in prayers. Verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Paul was glad to see the members and the church in Ephesus were moving forward to do God's will. And he was saying clearly how God's will is manifested in their lives. Therefore, he even told them in his letter to them the way he is praying for them. Therefore, God called you to do and to be the same. As you believe, then you need to consent to God's will and purpose for you in life. And that is how you achieve the requirements for God's calling. We as a church need to work out that the whole church should go forward doing the whole will of God. And this will take place when every one of us be faithful to God in achieving the plan of God that he has for each one of us. Number 8, Paul thanked God for the Colossians. Colossians chapter 1, verses 3 to 4. Colossians chapter 1, verses 3 to 4. We give thanks to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love which ye have to all the saints. Paul here gave thanks to God in his prayer for the Colossians people because of the following. Letter A, their faith and action in Christ Jesus. Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus. Letter B, their love for all the saints. And of the love which ye have to all the saints. Here, The love of the Colossians, not to everyone, but to all the saints. The saints are those who live in holiness and had committed their lives to follow God and to do His will. The Colossians as a church was not planted by Paul. It was planted by Epaphras, who went to Paul while he was in prison and opened up to him certain issues in the church that needed to be corrected and rectified. Epaphras had mentioned to Paul the love of the Colossians for all the saints. Furthermore, Paul said about Epaphras to the Colossians, Colossians chapter 1 verse 8, who also declared unto us your love in the Spirit. And that had encouraged Paul that if he will send his letter to them, they would accept him and respect his instruction since they love the saints whom Paul is one of them. So Paul gave thanks to God for the Colossians who were open to correction and further teaching, for they showed their love to him from the first time they heard about him. Are you a person or a church open for correction and rectification? If your response is yes, then you are attaining God's calling requirements, and I am giving thanks unto God because of such godly actions and attitudes in you. Number 9, Paul give thanks for the Philippians. Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 to 5. Philippians chapter 1, verses 3 to 5. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Paul thanked God for the Philippians because they were in partnership with him from the first day they met him and heard the gospel from him. Such persistent and long-term commitment and without wavering or turning back had encouraged and Paul to give thanks to God. Your perseverance in your long-term commitment and partnership to the Church of God that God had placed you in, it showed your willingness to achieve God's calling requirements. And for this reason, I give thanks unto God. My dear and beloved, let us summarize what we had discussed so that you can find by yourself the qualities and the various aspects that God had called you to achieve in your life in your response to His calling to you. God wants us and His church to have a remarkable faith that accompanied by deeds and obedience that will impress others with it, and the testimony will be spread quickly to other places and challenge others to follow and do the same. We are called today to obey the word of God and live the teaching and the doctrine of the Lord with full willingness and from the heart and not by force. The willingness in the heart to obey God will give us joy and will impart to us peace and more abundance of God's blessings into our lives. Our commitment to keep the pattern of sound teaching and doctrine is the manifestation that we are achieving God's calling requirements. We should be aware that nothing harmful more than perverting the sound teaching of the Lord, because when you do that, you are imparting rebelliousness to the people around you, and you are misleading others and confusing them, and such will bring God's wrath and disapproval upon you. Faithfulness is needed. As we receive much from the Lord, then we are called to be faithful to Him and to pay back to God what He gave us. And that is how you respond and achieve God's calling requirements. Faithfulness is much needed toward God, toward the Church of God, toward the brethren, and toward our families and the places that we are working and living. As we receive from God good things, we need to act and use all these blessings of God for His glory. And that's how we will be enjoying the blessings of God in our lives and the ministry that He is giving to us to do. As God called you, you need to consent to God's will and purpose for you in life, and that is how you achieve the requirements of God's calling. We, as a church, need to work out that the whole church should go forward doing the whole will of God, and this will take place when every one of us is faithful to God in achieving the plan that He has for each one of us. As a church or an individual worker, if you are open for correction and rectification, then you are attaining God's calling requirements. And for this reason, I am giving thanks unto God because of such godly actions and attitudes in you. Your perseverance and your long-term commitment and partnership to the Church of God that God had placed you in, it showed your willingness to achieve God's calling requirements. And for this reason, I give thanks unto God. Let us all stand and let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your clear word to me and the good example that I learned from the scriptures about the Romans, Corinthians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians churches on how I fulfill your call to me in my life as a worker you place me in your church. Lord, I commit myself to change my life and attitude and to conform to the pattern of the scriptures that we studied in this message. Lord, I repent from the following sins. Let us confess and renounce our sins to God. Let us repent of the sin of unfaithfulness, the sin of selfishness, and the sin of doing our own will. Lord, I commit myself to be a blessing to others. Lord, give me more love and faith and sincerity in serving you. And fill me with the Holy Spirit and give me the spiritual gift that I need for my service and ministry unto you. Lord, I commit myself to be at the level of expectation that you want me to be. Lord, I commit myself to the principle of laboring and serving you in faith and love and in doing what you prepare for me to do. Remembering and applying the good example that I learned today from this message. Lord, I commit myself to be open for correction and for instruction. Lord, I commit my life to love all the saints who delight to live their lives to you. Lord, give me perseverance and protect me as I determine to stand firm in keeping and applying the very word of God.
Spirit.
Pray for my brothers and sisters who committed their lives to the Word of God. Lord, fill them with the Holy Spirit and give them the Holy Spirit gift that they need so they can serve you and do your work in the way that you wanted to be done. Lord, help them to be a blessing to others and let them to live a life of being good example to others to bring them into your kingdom. Lord, help us as a church to evangelize and spread your word and reach others with the gospel of Jesus and disciple them. Lord, help us to plant more Bible studies and new congregation for your church. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so we will not fail pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.